Although the smoke from this season's wildfires will not have lifted when Congress reconvenes in September, that's when the heat over the national forests will really flare up. Legislators who toady up to the timber industry have served notice that they'll blame the fires on environmentalists and seize on the charred forests to promote unrestrained logging. In the alphabetical list of priorities of these lawmakers, logging always gets an A, and forest ecology a Z. In the coming debate, they'll say that environmental lawsuits have prevented logging companies from thinning the forest of small trees that can act as kindling for large, catastrophic fires. They'll suggest that our national forests can be saved only if we suspend environmental laws so that commercial logging can thin them. This is the voice of manipulation and greed, no different than Enron, Arthur Andersen, or WorldCom. As in the case of those corporate predators, these politicians hide vital information to fleece an unsuspecting public. The difference is that in this heist, you won't lose material wealth. Instead, you'll lose the natural and spiritual wealth of the region you call home. Here's what these logging-loving legislators are trying to hide from you. A report from the U.S. General Accounting Office found that of all forest fuel reduction projects in the nation, only 1% have been appealed. And don't look for these people to subpoena Art Gaffney, the supervisor of the Sequoia National Forest. In 7 years on the job, Gaffney does not remember a genuine thinning project being stopped. Ah, but the truth is always the enemy of politicians who enrich their donors by confusing, manipulating, and swindling you. They don't want you to know that the logging they seek in the name of thinning typically takes the big trees and leaves the smaller ones that everyone agrees are the real forest fuel problem. Timber companies make money on big trees, not small ones. How bad is the climate in Congress? Well, Representative Dennis Rayburg of Montana has actually introduced a bill that exempts, quote, existing timber sales analysis areas, end quote, from the National Environmental Policy Act, the National Forest Management Act, the Endangered Species Act, the Wilderness Act of 1964, and all other laws. The idea seems to be that if you remove the forests, you'll eliminate the fires. This is Les O'Coin.